What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
What's up, family?
How y'all doing? I'm one of your hosts, Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And tell them who you are, baby.
I'm your co-host, Marcus Tanksley. I ain't gonna sing to y'all. Y'all know that.
Come on. No, they need to hear that you got notes because
you know I got pipes, but
listen, listen, because when I posted you singing the song on my Instagram story, they were like, what? They want to hear that one note that got cut off.
Angel, you know you jealous. You don't want all these women talking about how beautiful my voice is. Anyway, this is a podcast where we talk about any and everything. We talk about politics. We talk about religion. We talk about what's feeling good, what's feeling bad, all current events. What else we talk about?
We talk
family.
About
family.
Yes, we definitely talk about family. We talk about each other.
Yeah.
We also talk
about. And that's
about
love and hate. You know, it ain't all good.
The things you want to talk about because we love taking audience suggestions. And we sometimes have special guests. And we are so excited that today we Absolutely. Have friends of mine that I had the pleasure of meeting in a competition that we had all won called YouTube Black. Please give a warm welcome to my friends, the Curly Coopers, also known as Curtis and Dewana Cooper. What's up?
What's up, y'all?
Thank you for having us.
We love having you. Our podcast, we had normally not had guests, and we decided to do something special for the month of June, and we've had different guests on, and so we're so excited to have you all. But real quick, Absolutely. We're going to take care of some business before we delve more into who you guys are and the topic of the day. First, please make sure if you're listening to this podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts, that you rate and review us. It makes the podcast more discoverable. If you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube, make sure you are subscribed. Click the thumbs up button as well as the notification bell so that you can be notified when we upload more content because we have so much content. And make sure you are following me and my husband. You can follow me on all platforms as That Chick Angel, and you can follow my husband.
Y'all can follow me at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book on Instagram and Facebook. Also, you can check out my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. It's 100% natural beard and body butter. You can go to the website, manshit.com, or you can go see all four of my posts at Get Man Shit on Instagram.
Yes, it's a riveting four posts. Yeah. You'll be enthralled. We also want to give a huge shout out to our immediate family. Some of them I call my angel wings. Some of them are the tanks punches, but regardless, we love them. Mm-hmm. And we want to say hey to them. We call them our immediate family. They're watching this live. Yes. If you would like to be able to watch our content live and get exclusive content, please join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Well, all right. We are now at the first part of this podcast, but I almost forgot, and my husband just reminded me because he's a great co-host. We want to also say thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Blue Chew. We'll explain more about them later on in the podcast, but thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring this.
Absolutely.
So now we're on to the first segment of this, and that's In My Feelings. That's where we talk about things that have us feeling some type of way,
whether it's great, feeling beautiful inside and out, or something that's getting on your last nerve.
Something that makes you want to punch somebody dead in the face.
Yeah.
Now, when we started this, we told the Coopers that we had this segment. Curtis has something bubbling up in his spirit. So strong.
We need to let him relieve that pressure.
Yes, come on, Curtis. We want to know what's got you feeling some type of way.
Yeah,
I'm irritated.
Oh!
Tell me, Curtis, why?
I understand.
I'm not the only one irritated. She's been irritated.
For the past month.
Mm. So, I guess
we might as well.
Yeah. Okay. So if y'all listening, we haven't even talked about it on our channel yet. We're going through the house buying process. We decided we're buying some land.
Oh,
that's cool. Well, we put in a bid on some land
over a month ago.
And like Thursday was the final straw where it was like, look, get us the contract. The selling realtor was like, hey, I will get the seller to sign this thing. I have it to you by the end of the day. Guess what? It is Saturday now, and we still haven't heard anything. And we've been going back and forth with these people for a month to negotiate something that we would have bought at full price.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why do you think it? What's taking? Why have they said what's taking them so long? What is it? Do they got COVID and they sick? What's up?
It's a nephew and an aunt. Like the aunt is the seller, the nephew is the realtor, and I don't think she wants to probably sell and he's trying to probably force
it. I don't know why this thing is listed.
And I don't know why it's listed. Like, you need to just take it off. So yeah. we've been going back and forth for over a month now.
Why don't y'all pull y'all's offer? Do y'all not see any other land that y'all want?
It's a really good deal on the land, and you know, we're building our house, so we want all the money to go in the house. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't say no. They didn't. If they would have just said no, we could have just moved on. But they were like, I need time, or this or that, you know, but never saying no. Right. And not saying yes. It's like, if you wait, you'll get it.
And we have time to wait. It's not a rush. You know what I mean? It's something that we, you know.
Now, we haven't missed any other properties. Yeah. That's why we're waiting on this one, because nothing else has really popped up.
Oh, okay.
Another one that we could have already started the process on, but it's still sitting there. So we still got time, but start Monday.
We're done with them.
Ooh. That is some boss stuff. Y'all are buying property?
Yeah, that's dope.
If we want some, you know, land, we want to have a garden, some animals and stuff. So we want more than that.
That's the blessing of not living in California.
Right, because we can't even buy a parking spot here. Like, the cost of a parking spot is probably more than what we could afford. And y'all are buying land.
Yeah, we were considering, like, moving, you know, since he graduated school, moving to different places. We even looked at Cali, and I was like, there is no way we could even afford
You would be able to afford it, but
it's a culture shock. That's all it is. Yeah.
Are y'all gonna stay in Georgia?
Yeah,
we gotta stay right here, right outside of where we live now.
Okay. Oh, that would have me feeling some type of way. Say it again. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
So it's gonna be at least 5 acres, the land that we're gonna have.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about right
there. He just. Why you do it, Curtis? You just really
get it built. We gonna have y'all come down.
Yeah, y'all could. We could do social distancing well on 5 acres of land.
Oh, yeah. Very well.
Yeah, that's dope. 5 acres. That's a lot of land.
Like, what's the most?
Like, I don't like being around folks, so I need
a little bit of space. A little bit.
I'm an introvert.
She's like, I need space on my property.
Yeah.
Because, like, what's the most we could get out here? Like, the biggest that we have seen that would be anywhere.
Biggest we've seen, like a half acre.
A half acre. And we got excited.
Actually, and you could get, like, probably maybe a full acre, but you got to go out to the middle of nowhere and spend. You're still going to be spending millions of dollars on that. Like, it's
5 acres. Yeah. Y'all could restart up slavery on your property all by yourself.
Yeah, but you know, that's how people, that's like in the, in the Midwest, that's like when you get out like Davey and Jackie's house, that's they deal in like 5 and 10 acre lots where we like, you get 2,200 square feet on your lot. We like, yeah,
we're so excited. I know, and it's not like it's unheard of, but
not 2,200, but 22,000 square feet. It's like, oh my God, that's a huge lot. But if California is massive,
it is massive. You all are probably my first friends to be on their way to purchasing property, land that big. I don't think we have any other friends. I mean, I know you've had cousins that have purchased.
My cousins have not friends, no.
And they in their young 30s, y'all. Curtis and DeWanna are still babies. They young. Young.
She said, girl.
She made your 30 sound good, boy. Like, it ain't old.
I was going to say, she said, your 30. I'm like, who's she talking about?
What's got you feeling some type of way, babe?
Look, I kind of talked about it yesterday on the live with. And Angel just sparked it again today, this morning, talking about it. So we've had this movement of uplifting Black women. Mm-hmm. And what's gotten to me in my feelings is any dude that comes out, particularly a Black man, coming out talking about anything to combat that, anything that's not just going along with it. Because I'm like, if our Black women are saying that they need to be better supported, regardless of how you feel, shut the hell up and try to figure out why they feel that way before you go and respond to it.
Yeah.
So I said it yesterday, like, you less than a man. You wasn't raised by a man, regardless of who raised you. If you feel like, and I still feel that way.
You still in your feelings.
Yeah, and it's hard for me to respond to, like, I can't see something like that and talk about it without, like, filling it up with profanities because it's annoying. Like, that annoys me almost as much as the whole people not understanding, like, systemic and systematic racism and injustice and why people are rioting and looting. Like, it drives me up the wall. I'm like, this is y'all's argument. This is what you choose to put your foot down on is us supporting black women. First of all, if you, and anybody listening, Curtis DeWan, if anybody tag me on somebody that says that, just tell them Marcus said that you ain't it.
Marcus, no, you gonna get your blood pressure up.
It's already up.
he was like, how could anybody? But that's, I find that to be the thing. Anytime some movement is out that makes you personally have to correct your behavior, a lot of times when people are set, they'd rather buck it than to get uncomfortable for a little bit to change up what they're doing. That might be.
No, black women need to do this first. Now you need to shut up and man up.
It's kind of like, you know, when there was a point in time and as we were all growing up where it was okay to, well, it was socially okay to say things that were derogatory or homophobic. That's what I'll say. And so then came an enlightening period where
you put the coaster down. You got to.
Oh my gosh, I'm over here trying to say a word, and you worried about water.
I'm worried about this table.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, there came a point in time, especially in the black community, where we had to start, like, you know, we got to move from our homophobic ways, and there are people who wonder bucket. Man, ain't nobody thing about that. It is just like, dude, just chill out and realize that it's time. It is now time to change. You had a nice period of time where you got to act ignorant. Now you can't no more. What's got me in my feelings? Is you making me put this goddamn on piece of paper?
Let's not talk about you ruining good furniture. This is probably the most expensive piece of furniture we got in this house. You over here just letting water just condensate all down on it.
Because it's mine.
It's mine.
Right. And this side is mine.
See, y'all, this is why this is going to cause an argument. Because it ain't even got to be a topic. Just being in the same vicinity, y'all.
I mean, he couldn't just.
You got the good furniture. You can let the water just sit there. It's going to buckle up.
Oh, yeah, it's going to buckle up.
Yeah, it's going to buckle. It's going to ring. This is wood we say we on right now.
I know, it's real wood.
And then she's going to be mad when I'm in here sanding it and working on it in the house. Why are you doing it? Because you messed it up.
Whatever. No, let me tell you what's got.
You are right. Moving on.
I would tell you, Curtis and them have been. Did you build that shelf? Is that the shelf you installed, Curtis?
The one that he didn't want to do this one. After he did the kids' shelf, he didn't want to make me one. So I said, oh, I'm getting me a shelf.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. And I was like, you know what? I'll go ahead and build it. Because it's probably going to come out nice because it's the one.
Right.
Just don't go against it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't go against Dewana. My husband has a garage full of amazing tools, all of which he knows how to use. Ain't none of the tools in there are that he is not completely a professional with.
Okay.
My husband has yet to build a thing. And I'm just like, so you gonna make something? Because I think it'll be really neat. Like, I was like, this is a good time for home improvement. A lot of people are doing home improvement. He's like, yeah, well, I was going to do the floors, but, you know, it was just too high priced. And, I'm like, you build a console or something.
See, she wants me to just go build something for fun. Not that we need it, just for it to be there. Now,
I don't want you just to build something for fun.
That's all I did was work on that goddamn house. So right now, I don't feel like building nothing for fun. And when do I have time to just be like, you know what? I'm just going to go build this.
You got some time.
Do it.
Yeah, you do. You got some time.
You got a little bit of time.
Yeah, you can't say that you don't have no time. That's just the feel.
All right, I'm sorry. When I get off work and come home and deal with the kids and you and all of that, sometimes I just don't feel like pulling out all these goddamn tools out there. You just like, you don't feel like cleaning. Huh?
That's different.
It ain't either.
I'm not good at cleaning.
You can still do it.
I'm not good at cleaning. You're good at building things. I am not good at cleaning.
Anyway.
And I do clean them dishes. The dishes get cleaned by who? Me. The kids' clothes get cleaned by who? Me.
The dishes you dirty up.
No, I don't. Yeah, I really do. Anyway, so thin.
Let's keep it moving.
Anything got you feeling good?
No. Everything. I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
No, you ain't got nothing that's got you feeling good?
I can't pinpoint it. That's how much it's got me feeling good.
Well, I'll tell you what's got me feeling good. I feel like, I'm really happy with how well I feel like we're finally having growth on our platforms. Like, y'all know it's been an uphill journey.
It was stagnant for a long time.
Curtis and Dewana have a YouTube channel called The Curly Coopers. And like I said, we won a competition and YouTube flew us out to New York. And we all were having conversations about just most of us, except for one. There was only one person there whose growth was exponential. And like, literally, he won the competition and then was a mentor the next year. That's how well... he did. They brought him in next year to mentor the people that won the competition. And so it's so hard to make yourself known in this space and get more people to watch your content, especially as Black content creators. It's just like, dear God, is there anybody watching? And I know they can attest, even though they've hit, did y'all already get y'all's plaque, y'all's YouTube plaque?
Yeah, we hit it in November, I think it was.
I remember when y'all hit it. I just wasn't sure if they sent you your plaque or not.
Well, we got it, yeah, because I heard that they weren't giving out plaques anymore, but we got ours.
Yeah,
so. I'm going to tell you what. If they don't give me my plaque, I know where their headquarters are. I will torch that puppy down.
I know, because I said, I work too hard for them to sit there and say, I ain't getting no daggone plaque. I'm getting a plaque.
Y'all going to make me a plaque. I'm going to put my husband outside, and he's going to build the plaque. And y'all gonna send me the emblem to put on there. I finally feel like we are seeing like for real growth on a platform. Yeah. I think we're just now about to hit 60,000 on That Chick Angel TV. Marcus's Instagram is growing.
Slowly, but it's growing.
It's
growing.
It's growing
fast.
Great. It's not like you are putting a concentrated effort every single day. So the fact
my number of followers compared to my post is phenomenal.
Yeah, you're doing good. So it's finally feeling good to not feel like I am like still at the beginning of eating this gigantic elephant. Mm-hmm. I'm like, girl,
we have the point, we got sponsors now.
Yeah, the fact that we have sponsors,
Blue Chew.
You feel good about yourself when you get a little sponsor deal or something. Yeah.
Right. It's like, oh, you recognize that I got something to bring to the table. We got something to bring to the table. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. So yeah, that's what's got me feeling good. Does that not make you feel good? Okay.
That's one of the many things. I said I couldn't pinpoint nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll always find something to pinpoint. So we're going to jump into the topic of the day. First, let's give them a little more backstory on you all, just in case any of our listeners don't know you all. Please reintroduce yourselves and let them know a little bit about you all and y'all's family.
Okay, well, I'm Dewana and this is Curtis, and we're the Curly Coopers. We have three beautiful kids, ages 9, 8, and 6. And we have a family blogging channel on YouTube. And we also have an Instagram page where we love to post family pictures.
What's
you
got? I'm trying to calculate. Is that the right year? Is she 9? She ain't 10?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say 9?
Yeah,
I mean,
you
said
9.
He's
got to be 11. So,
no.
Yeah.
Got me.
I'm sorry. Ooh, Lord.
It happens. I understand.
Yeah, she's 10, about to be 11 in August. But we just love to post family videos of our everyday life and post fun pictures.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully more hair stuff.
Yes, because we're the Curly Coopers and everybody are always asking about our hair, and we don't have any hair content out
there. We have a little.
So I have a little, but I need to have more.
Yeah. Wait a minute, when did you have your first daughter? I mean, your daughter?
2009.
No, I know what year, but when in August?
Oh, the 4th. She was born on Barack Obama's birthday and she loves it.
Oh, so we were pregnant at the same time with our first child. Oh, look at that. The Curly Coopers, you all might also recognize them from, we did the Don't Rush Challenge that ours went viral.
I seen it on your Facebook. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it has millions upon millions. And then we did another one with them, the Couples Don't Rush challenge, which was super duper fun. So what we've already talked about marriage while in quarantine with another couple and how that's changed. But I figure since you all have multiple kids and so do we could talk about parenting during quarantine and how that has changed or affected how you've had to deal with your three kids. Because were they already homeschooled, Dewana, or were they in school? Yeah.
They were in school. They were in school, but I've been thinking about homeschooling for a while. So,
So was it? I said, so was it easy? Was it an easy transition for you?
I is really, she can, her work, she's She can handle it on her own. So I just had to mainly do the boys' work, but yeah.
So what was it like? So when they had to come home, like, what was that like? Because Curtis, do you still work outside of the house?
Yeah. Yeah. Surprisingly, where I work, it hadn't slowed down at all.
That's same with him.
Yeah.
So what was that, now that they're home and you all are a quarantining family, this is not a family that says they're quarantining but still be everywhere and at everybody's house they are quarantining like we are. What has it been like to have to try and raise children without the outside world as a like outlet?
Well, we've always been like a homebody family. Like, we go out and do fun stuff, but we mainly stay at home. So it wasn't really a big change there. The biggest thing was making sure they get their schoolwork done. But the way they had it here for their school, they just took the first three quarters. And if you had, you know, your grades were good, you can continue to do the work, but it really didn't matter. It can only improve your grades. And they already had straight A's. So, I mean, they did some of the work and then that was it. But I mean, we have a big backyard for them to play in. They got the pool and stuff out there. So it really hasn't been like stressful or, you know, too difficult.
Yeah, it'll be like, it'll be some days where, like Duana says, she'd be feeling like she just want to get out. You know, everybody feels like they've been there together. Because like, I'll go off to work and then I come home. Mm-hmm. Well, even though Duana, you know, she stays home, but usually like the kids are off for a little bit. Yeah. So every once in a while, it's like, I wish we could go do something.
Yeah. I'm ready to go somewhere. I'm used to being on vacation a couple of times, so.
Yeah, so what do y'all do when y'all have that itch? When y'all like, we got to go somewhere?
Corona.
We try to go Corona. Like, go out, you know, plan something to do s'mores in the backyard and have, like, pool time and grill and stuff like that. But other than that, like, I'm ready to get out. I'm ready to go somewhere.
Yeah. No, I get that because I'm the same type. Like I like going cruising and stuff. I have to be outside. I like to be outside, and I think I'm in a house full of people that could do without being outside at all. So like just this last weekend, actually, I asked all my sons. I was like, "Hey, I'm about to go take a cruise in the Mustang. Anybody want to come?" Everybody was like, "Nope." It's like, "Cal, you want to come?" "Nope." "Marcus, I went last time. Why do I have to go?" That's literally what he said. So I asked Si, I was like, "You want to go for a ride in the Mustang?" He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "All right, cool." So we went cruising for a little bit. But that's me. It's like, even I'm working every other day from home. So the days I'm working from home, I'm just here. And then the other days I go to work and come home. But as soon as the weekend comes, I'm like, I want to get out and get like, I ain't going to say fresh air. Well, it is fresh air if you ain't in no crowds of people. And I'm not going out to be around people. I'm literally going out to where no one else is just to be outside. Because we ain't got acres in the back of our yard. We got our neighbors in the backyard. I think more land would definitely appease that. But I definitely get the feeling of wanting to get outside or wanting to just get out and get away feeling cooped up.
Well, no. Say it again. No, go ahead, Duana.
Outside more, like we planted a garden on the side of the house. Like we love to plant, have a garden for us to get fresh veggies and stuff. And then what else did we do? We did that. And like just been doing a lot of different house projects, just to take my mind off of not being out.
And see what my husband fails to realize, because he feels like that he has a house full of homebodies. No, he has a house besides maybe Kai. He has a house full of extroverts. So if we're going to be out, we want to be around people. My husband finds it relaxing just to be in the car driving. We're like who are we driving to? What event are we driving to? Because if we're not,
they have to be going somewhere.
Yeah I'm like, I don't want to just be in the, because if not, I'm thinking about, okay, what could I be doing not in the car that would be possibly getting something done or more enjoyable? What do y'all, is that her, is that you, Duana?
She likes being around people. She does, like, if we go somewhere, like, to the beach, she's like, I want to be around people.
Now, because I've been stuck in the house, usually I want to go to a secluded beach where people are not at. But now I'm like, I want to be on a beach where there's other people around.
I said, we can go to a beach that's, like, empty event at some point. No.
That's
not
fun.
Today. Today, my girlfriend is throwing a Juneteenth festival, even though Juneteenth was yesterday, but it's supposed to be a social distance one. So she's not having any vendors. It's just a time that Black people could all be.
And
at
it ain't
going
to be because Black people don't know how to keep their distance.
Black people don't know how to act right. Okay. So it was supposed to be a bunch of Black folk in the park. And while I would love to attend something like that, if I honestly thought people were going to social distance and wear their mask, but because I know they're not, I'm not going to go. But does it eat me up inside? It absolutely does, because I do want to be out of the house, and I do want to do, and so do my kids. My kids, one of my girlfriends had her husband threw her a surprise drive-by birthday for her 40th, and they live in a townhouse so that their balcony overlooks the street, and it's high, but it's not too high. So when we pulled up, her daughter, who's one of our kids, like one of the twins' best friend, was on the balcony. When I tell you, they thoroughly enjoyed having a conversation about whatever five-year-olds talk about from the balcony, from my truck. They had a blast. Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, and so we were outside. We weren't in the house. There was no electronics, but because they're kids. Kids need socialization. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's the blessing in being able to have the fact that you all have three kids and they're all closer in age. Y'all's kids aren't too far apart. They have some socialization, but like being stuck in the house is not easy. But real quick, since I'm mentioning being stuck in the house, a lot of people are doing the activity of hunching in the house. And that brings us to our only sponsor for this episode, Blue Chew. Tell them about Blue Chew, baby.
That's hilarious. So Blue Chew is the first chewable that has the same FDA approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Blue Chew is made in the USA. It's prescribed online by an online physician, so you don't have to go to the doctor or wait in line. It's even cheaper than the pharmacy, and they prepare and ship it to you, right to you, in a discreet package. No awkwardness, and you don't have to leave the house.
And if you could benefit from some confidence in your stroke game, okay? If you want to be able to take advantage of this quarantine time and have some good loving, you should check out our sponsor, Blue Chew. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. If you visit bluechew.com, and get your first shipment, you will get your first shipment for free when you use our promo code ARGUE, and you just have to pay $5 for the shipping. So I'll say that again. You, our listeners, get a special by going to bluechew.com, and for your first shipment, you'll get it for free if you use our promo code ARGUE, and you just pay $5 for shipping. So again, that is BLUE Chew.com, and the promo code is ARGUE so that you can try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And remember, when you support our sponsors, you help make this podcast possible. So please be sure to use our promo code ARGUE at bluechew.com. Thank you, Blue Chew. We appreciate you. And we love being sponsored by them, because even though we argue, we still likes to get it in. Yeah. So anybody that's promoting getting it in during this time, we're like, absolutely, because I'm telling you, it's a good stress reliever when you can't get outside, is what I'm saying.
It can be a stress reliever outside, depending on the time of day.
You're right.
When you're on 5 acres.
Yeah, all the things y'all could do on 5 acres.
Don't get him started, please.
Hey, Curtis, handle your business. Let it be a sneak attack. Like, if you can come find your car keys, you can leave.
Don't get him started, y'all.
But yeah, so what type of, Marcus doesn't realize this, but you all, there's so many things I'm trying to say out of my head, but it's all stuck right here at my mouth. I would love to do home projects, but because I realize our house is not clean, it's not like tidy, that house projects might not be the best thing for us to do. But like, what type of house project, because I love it. I love when I see y'all doing stuff. Y'all redid the floor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They redid their whole, like, so tell me, what have y'all done in quarantine with the kids that has like kept them engaged and like made things happen?
So the biggest thing we did was we started the garden. We always had a garden, but this year we didn't think we were going to do it, but we ended up not having to go to school or anything, so we did the garden on the side of the house.
Yeah, and that actually started with me doing the yard and then digging up the whole front yard to fix that drain.
Yeah, we had a clogged drain that he had to dig up a good section out and replace that.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
No, drains are awful. Like, yes.
Yeah, luckily it wasn't a sewer drain. It was just a storm, rainwater drain. Gotcha. Yeah.
And then, what else? Oh, we finished the other part of the house. We did it in November, so we did a renovation to that. So we were like, okay, we might as well go and finish the kids' room because they were the only rooms left to do. Mm-hmm. And we was like, okay, we need to do the flooring, the painting, and that's pretty much it. YouTube videos.
My plan for it, because I used to call the man cave, I just call it the den now because she took it over. The kids is always in there.
I didn't take it over.
You took it over.
I did not take it over because I would like to spend time with you, and that's where you are.
Lag in. Anyway, so my plan was to because that's the only place that has carpet. So I was going to redo the floor down there, but I have to redo the subfloor because you can feel it moving. And then I was going to fur out the wall and put the entertainment center in the wall. So it's part of the wall and not a separate set thing just sitting in, on the wall. Mm-hmm. But when I priced out the wood for the floor, I was like, no, I'm good. I was like, I don't want to spend, I think it was between $25,000 and $3,000 to replace just for the wood, just for me to do it myself. I'm like, at our last house, we got somebody to do our kitchen floor for half that.
Yeah.
And I didn't, that was labor and material. So I'm like, maybe I'm not looking in the right places.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I got some floors now.
The floor in the old in our old kitchen at our old house, but Marcus wasn't thinking about the fact that the floor size was much smaller than the floor size of the man cave. It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the reason why the price is so different.
So anyway, I'll probably go ahead and do it. But that's that's one thing that she's pushed me to do. And she's I've had these ideas of just making furniture and selling it. And because we know people, especially people out here in California. They will pay anything for a one of a kind piece of furniture. You say, I made this or something. There's you can mark the price up. And I didn't know that until one of our friends moved and she had this table that she had. She was going to just get rid of it. She was like, y'all want it? And I was like, yeah, it got to be refinished because she had a dog that chewed on it. So I refinished it and everything. And it's just a square. And I was like, how much you think she paid for this? Angel told me the price because she remembered when she bought it. I was like, are you serious?
It's quite a few hundred for a square wood.
This would take me 3.5 hours to make. By the time you stain it and all of that, I'm like, are you serious? I was like, people buy this? She was like, yeah, people pay for money for that type of money for one-of-a-kind pieces. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go buy a bunch of scrap wood and make a bunch of stuff. But I ain't going to do it.
And here's the thing.
I might do it, but I ain't going to do it right now.
Here's the thing he doesn't realize. That's the type of stuff that I would enjoy doing with you. Look at him.
Nothing in our past history that makes me believe that.
What do I always tell you when we talk about me using power tools?
And I used to build sets.
I
was building I've done the kitchen. I did so much. And every time you'd be like, look, Marcus, I used to build sets. That ain't got nothing to do with it. It has a lot to do with what we're doing right now.
Yes. What I'm saying is that was an elective class that I chose to take because I wanted to learn. And then even when I was doing regional theater, I was one of the principal actors. I didn't belong in the set shop.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I'm telling you why I want to
do it.
Why
are you attacking me?
Because you didn't attack.
Look at your strong fingers.
Listen, support Black women.
I do support you. You know what I mean? Y'all know how much painting I've let Angel do that I absolutely refuse to let her do now?
Oh.
I'm not a good painter, is what he said.
I thought Angel was just not caring. And I said, Angel, if you're not going to care, just leave it because she was getting paint on the floor, paint on the ceiling. I'm like, so I don't understand. And I had a set down with her. So why, if you're not going to care, why? She's like, I'm doing my best. I was like, oh my God.
Angel, thank you, Curtis.
Hey, I was talking about that today. I was talking to one of the guys who at the party we was at. I said I couldn't do certain jobs because my brother-in-law works at the hospital sanitizing medical equipment. He used to be a janitor that moved up to sanitize because he stays so clean and he can clean stuff all day. Me, I'll clean up after I'm done making a mess, but I would catch some.
Yeah.
Bring it back home. He's not, he, mm-mm.
So are you not a good painter?
No, he's not a good painter.
Okay, she said, I'll answer. Okay, no, he's not.
I'm very precise. Like, I try to make sure I get it, and then he'll get it. Tell me I'm done. I'm like, I still see the paint. It's a mess.
Angel painter.
Everywhere. Like, you said,
it
everywhere.
Always gets on the floor, and I track it throughout the whole house.
Throughout the whole house. It's everywhere.
No, wherever Angel's painting, you can tell, like, because it'll be stuff like whether it's outside on the concrete. She painted doors, and like paint was all over the concrete. She painted our bedroom at the old house, and she painted it like a sky blue, like a baby blue color. You could see so much white coming through of the old paint. I'm
that
like,
that was a part of the technique.
Was it supposed to look like a cloud?
Yes.
You a lie. Then there was blue paint all over the ceiling. I'm like, why didn't you got to cut? You got to tape and cut.
I taped, same thing.
It still gets underneath there. I taped.
Not wide enough.
He just don't be lit. He don't understand.
I banned Angel from painting. I said, because we can't have paint all over the front, the sidewalk in front of the house, on the porch.
I can do the things. Well, I literally would love to do I don't want to say home improvement stuff because I don't like the whole repairing things that are broken, but to make things to make this house look nicer.
All right, you got it.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it here first. It's happening.
Oh, is it?
Okay. All right, I'm gonna be all in the stories every day. I'm gonna be in there.
So you did the kids' rooms. What all did y'all do to the kids' rooms, and how much were they involved?
Oh man. They love doing the floors. That's Aya's favorite part.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, I'm gonna rip up this carpet. They took up all the, they ripped up the carpet. They end up getting all the stuff around the edge of the room that holds the carpet in place.
You need a hammer and the little
hammer.
Yeah.
Got all that up. I didn't get down there at all. Aya, she was ready to lay that floor. She laid probably about half.
All the kids, they come in there and do that, and then they like to help paint. Like, they get down and dirty. So we get probably our next house. We ain't gonna build it, but we could probably build it ourselves, and they will help.
So are your kids not into electronics like that? They're more of a do.
No, they like good electronics now. If you give it to them, they will play on it all day, every day. So I do have to give them a limit. Like, if we're relaxing and we've been out doing something all day, we let them okay, you can go and just play on your tablets. But we don't let them do it all the time because they would.
Oh, and then they act like completely different kids, boy. They go from, they don't even remember how to play together if they stay on their tablet. If you do one whole day of tablet time, the next day, it's like they done forgot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See, I don't think our your kids sound real different than our kids. they don't want to do nothing that requires hard work.
Like, I have to make them, I'll be out there doing something, no, this is what you're going, I don't care if they mess it up, you're going to get out of the house, you're going to cut your fingers, you're going to get hurt a little bit, because you're soft.
Even they, because they're so tired of me having to make them clean their room all the time, the younger twins said, Mama, it's time for you to throw away some more toys. He's like, because we just can't keep the room clean. It's time for you to throw away. I
remember when you did that.
That's funny.
And I just did, I think it was three bags worth of toys. Yeah,
massive, those big 75-gallon, black bags.
So I literally think I'm going to have to break them all the way down to maybe 5 toys a piece. And then the rest, anything else in their room should just be clothes. That's it. Mm-hmm. And even that, I was just telling Marcus that I wanted to get them new furniture, new dresses, because they're all in the same room. Because our kids,
make them?
Dresses seem like a difficult thing to make.
That's a lot.
I'm like, that sounds like that's a lot of measurements. Right, that just started hurting my brain. I was like, hold on, we got to think of the wheels.
We can AutoCAD, you know.
I'm talking about, yeah, put up a shelf or something. That's what I'm saying. I do want to do the floors. But like, I have seen so many like influencers, my friends, redo their kids' room, and the room looks like a succinct room. Their room looks like,
yeah, it's
I don't even know how to describe
it. It looked like a bunch of college people just moved in one room together.
That's the perfect way to describe
it. Like everybody had their own style and they didn't even bother organizing, they just threw it in.
That's how their rooms were like. That was those two rooms. I was like, it was driving me nuts because it just didn't fit the rest of the house, and it was like just messy, just the stuff that they had. And I was like, okay, yeah. I'm gonna decorate it and organize it, bring it down to a minimalistic look. And now they can put stuff up. They know exactly where it goes, and their room stays looking nice.
Are y'all minimalist when it comes to lifestyle and parenting?
We want to be.
Yeah, we want to be. We've gotten better because we used to have, oh my gosh, we always had the tendency, like we had two homes. Our first home we rented out, and it was like a 700 square foot home. And when I say that thing was jam packed, and we didn't know it until we moved out how much stuff we had.
How many kids did y'all have when that 700 foot home?
Yes, yeah, I was pregnant with
792 square feet.
Yeah. So, every time y'all be telling me square feet of y'all houses, my mind is blown. So y'all had a house that was jam packed that was almost 800 square feet, and then y'all moved into
moved to this one, and this one is 13 square feet.
1300 square feet.
Yeah. So it's a 3-bedroom, 1 bath. Wish we had another bathroom. That's a whole nother story,
girl.
But now after like the last year, I would say that's when I was like, okay, we need to get rid of stuff. We have too much stuff, too much junk. Yeah. And it's definitely made a difference. It's made a huge difference.
I have the desire to be more of a minimalist. Marcus, don't make me slap you in front of our guests. I have the desire. Right. To be more of a minimalist.
That's how Curtis did me at first. He was like, Dewana, you got too much junk.
Yeah, I do.
I have the desire, but my actions do not fit with the desire. They're not.
This is comforting to hear. I'm going to save this podcast to my phone just to keep it on hand.
Really?
Yeah. I needed to hear you say that.
I'm fully aware.
So I can call the lawyer, tell him he can shred the papers.
Marcus, I'm gonna choke my husband.
No,
out.
Yeah, that was something we realized early on in our relationship. It's like our decorative styles. Like I'm a minimalist. I'm like, if there's a table, I'll have a candle on it, and that's all that needs to be on that table. Angel's like, if this is an extra table that we're not eating on, we can fill it up with a whole bunch of Delta elephants, Jet magazines, and a button. I'm like, no. And that was like, we were button heads, right? I'm like,
no. Hey. But I'm not saying in decor. I'm saying in lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle too. Look at this table.
It's you acting like it's all me.
Most of it is.
Oh my gosh.
That's me right there. That most of it. But I do have my stash of junk, boy. I stash my junk. I have drawers.
And he calls me stuff.
You can't see my stuff.
Oh no, his stuff is a hot mess. So I'm better at organizing stuff. Like I had to go in his shed and help him organize because he could never find nothing. I'm like, Curtis, go get this. He'll be walking all around the house because he can't find it. I'm like, what do you mean?
I'll go to the store and buy it again.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
You're like, we ain't doing it. I want to be able to have in my head, like I have shelves in my office. The shelves in my office still have the small amount that I put on them shelves.
This is everything else.
But the rest of the office looks like hell has came through there and whooped his ass.
Angel's mind's like a computer. Like there's a lot going on, and like the house ends up turning into her ROM. Like this is the house is at, like all the memory, and this is the working computer right here. So it's just like we need a hard drive to.
No, we need to do a clean. We need to do a reset, factory reset. Yeah.
Do a clean disk.
Yes. Yeah. Because some of the stuff, it is hard. Like, because Marcus and I, and then y'all can tell me if y'all have this issue. Marcus and I don't really get to clean with each other because of our cleaning styles being so different. And not just that. Marcus doesn't care what's important. He doesn't.
If it's in the way, let it go.
He don't care what's important.
Like, I throw it. I have a rule, and Angel can't buy what she does. She can't live by that same rule. Like, I have a rule. If I didn't touch it, like eat clothes or something, if I haven't touched, if I didn't touch it last year, I'm throwing it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we had to realize.
Yeah, if there's something on the floor and I've been stepping over it for a couple of weeks, it must not be important because it's on the floor and it's been there.
but I am like, no, we need to go through all of this and make sure there's not something that we actually need and it just needs to have its place. And it's
should
just
have been
not
in its place when we but it ain't, received it.
It ain't. Because you didn't put did you put it in the place?
I don't know where the place is exactly. Because your office is a mess.
Boom.
If your
boom.
Office was clean, I would know.
Why does it have to be in my office?
It's in your office.
Why does it have to?
If it's a piece of paper that's important, it goes in an office. Everybody knows that. It goes in a file in an office. Okay.
Okay. Right? So guys. You got it? So guys, what how does that work? And especially how do you tie your children into that?
Oh, I think with them, I think DeJuan and I finally figured it out with the room, because it used to be like, you know, we have a playroom with toys in it, and what would always end up happening, we go clean, like we end up having every like few months or so, we got to deep clean the kids' room. Mm-hmm. What we realized was happening, all the stuff from the playroom, like Isaac, every night, he'll go get a toy, bring it in the room, set it on the shelf. Next night, get another toy, play with it, put it on the shelf. Before you know it, you got junk. Half the stuff at the playroom is in their room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we had too much stuff where they didn't play with it, so we had to like just get rid of a lot of things. Like, they're not at that age where they really play with a lot of different toys, mm-hmm. so I just had to get rid of all of that stuff and have the things that they do play with where they can access it, like board games and stuff. Now they actually play with those things. Before, they were just sitting there because they could never get to it.
And I'm mm-hmm. the master declutterer.
Yeah.
Because she don't want to go through that stuff. And she don't want to make the decision on what to throw away.
And so, I have an attachment to stuff, so I have to have him just do it.
Yeah, and then when I'm doing it, she's like, no, don't throw this away. Don't throw. No.
Well, I can use well, that with this.
This book has an AR test you can take.
Oh, my God. Go. Oh, this is the conversation. This must be a worldwide thing. The Angel gets attached to stuff. Like, we have stuff from plays that she was in high school in the garage. I'm like, what are you going to do? Every script that she has worked on is in the goddamn garage right now. I'm like, so what do you plan? What, this is barbecue starter. Like, I don't understand why we holding on to this.
Well, listen, we are in a house with a garage for me to store these scripts because
No.
Helped get them.
Them scripts got us the house. They ain't got to stick around.
Not a garage.
He can't say anything. He used to blame me. We have like 6 or 7 storage bins in the shed right now. He blamed me for all those storage bins, said I had too much stuff. I actually went through his storage bins. 5 of those things are his stuff. From when he was a little kid, he said, you don't have any memories like
she
that.
She ain't got no memories, bro. She got like one little Reebok box.
And that's all I need.
That's it.
He kept blaming me.
We got memories.
This is what he likes to do. Angel.
Oh my God. Why are we talking about
half of the garage is your stuff? What he likes to do is claim that the kid stuff is my stuff. Woo-hoo! And I'm like, sir.
Because you let him keep it.
Sir. I'm like, because
you had to store it.
Because we have 4 boys, in my head, it doesn't make sense to get rid of clothes that the next child can wear. Because at the end of the day, I'm the one that's going to end up having to go to the store to buy the baby clothes. So I'm going to remove that step by.
Because you like shopping.
No, not all the time, sir. So he's like, you got all these bins. When's the last time I wore a size 2T? This is not my bin. This is the bin for your boys.
And we're trying to save unicorns.
Yes, trying to save you the coins. So then we go through it, and I literally had like...
Y'all are impossible.
I had 2 tubs. He had a whole tub just for an old school race car.
That thing's worth some money, all right?
And that's what he'll say. Ain't you know? That thing might be worth some money. Is that what Kurt says?
All the same.
All those baseball cars.
Them baseball cars worth some money, man. Y'all don't throw away money.
Uh-huh.
He said, uh-huh. What stuff does he have that he ain't, that could be going? You said baseball cards.
Baseball cards, like old things from when he was a little kid that his mom kept. His mom had some like china that she had gave us, like, and he keeps them. Like, I'm not gonna never put that in my house.
Yeah. We ended up, did we get rid of it or we still got it?
I don't know. He had like his first prom cup when he went to prom.
Listen, Marcus found some blue ribbon beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, yeah.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer cans. And he
said, still had beer in them.
He said, Angel, these might be worth
something. I found them in my granny's attic. It's like the old school can that you gotta peel off. And I'm like, okay. I found it when I was redoing her roof. This was like back when I was a teenager. Wow. So I kept them. I'm like, oh, and there was, oh, yeah, you know, one of my uncles when there was a kid probably hid them beer cans up there. So I found them. I'm like, all right, I'm keeping these. And yeah, I ended up throwing them away.
He brought them from Kentucky to California.
Yeah.
We made it through two moves from the, we moved from the apartment and then from the other house, and he really wasn't trying to let them go. And so let me tell you, about me.
So y'all hear the amount of space that my stuff takes up. So Angel has this, where she watches these organizers, these channels on YouTube and everything, and she gets these wonderful ideas of storage bins and little cubby holes and baskets. Oh, this woman, her channel's called Baskets, and she reorganizes with baskets. So Angela go buy a whole bunch of baskets because she has the intention of organizing things like this. So we start cleaning up. We start cleaning out. I like to order dumpsters. I order me a goddamn city dumpster. I'm like, let's fill it up. So we'll go through and open up these bins and all these baskets, and I'm like, why do we have this? It'll be a thing full of torn down purses. Why you got these purses, Angel? We'll go open up another one. It'll be, again, scripts, costumes. Angel, why we got these costumes? Because we can use those. This is memories. Look, Marcus, you lived with your parents. These is my memories. I'm like, your memories is in your brain. Your memories is up here.
I don't remember.
You said what, Curtis?
I don't remember stuff that good.
That's why he want to keep all those crazy stuff.
I better
stuff.
Keep it because I'm not going to remember.
See? Listen, as much as I moved, we moved around so much. Marcus got the chance to he basically grew up in one household, where I don't have a home that I grew up in. I can barely remember the houses we lived in because we lived in so many.
Sounds like a lot of fun to me.
It's not. So with that being said, like actual items, I don't have a past to return to. My past is inside of a bin.
A bunch of them.
I don't. You really gonna sit here and still lie and say I got a bunch of bins? Exactly.
Yeah, you do.
I do not.
And then her mama. No, I'm just playing.
Mark is still, when the time hits him, when the moment is right, will go and get a freaking cell phone that came from 19.
It's called my cellular phone.
That's what he calls it. His cellular. It's huge.
It's oh my goodness, not that one. Oh,
nice. It's massive. It's got a huge antenna.
That's for the theme party. You go to an 80s party, I'm gonna show up with my cellular phone.
He's got, you know, we do the character COVID-19. Marcus is the one that has the leather pimp juice coat.
Yeah.
So you got costumes.
All of that
too.
Stuff had a place before your mama decided to board with us every now and then.
Listen, I understand that it doesn't have a place, but I'm saying you do the same thing, hypocrite.
All my stuff can fit on me at the same time.
Okay.
Yours is in bins, plural.
No, it's in one. And most of my costumes are in my closet.
What about all the books?
But also,
there's a thing
just
called Amazon that started off as an online bookstore. You can download their stuff. You got a thing full of books out there. Why can't
we
get rid of the books?
I have a bunch of books.
I do too.
I got books.
Like a library.
Y'all got a book? Do y'all have a bookshelf for it? Or is it
in the closet? Like, I got them in my linen closet, taking up a lot of space. So I can't even put all my covers in there because of the books.
We could get rid of the books. You right about that. You right about that now. I ain't going to even lie to you.
And I got to move the books in order to get the table saw out.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. No, this is impossible.
Get out of here.
He living such a hard life. He living such a hard life. But yeah, so are you, so at the end of the day, you all, Curtis is over the decluttering and you're over the organizing?
Yes. Yes, yeah. And it works pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, she has to tell us. She tells me what to do, though. She's like the boss.
Yeah.
I need you to do this, and then I go. If she don't say it, I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, he he will not. So now what he does when he comes home from work, he'll make sure he does something so we can, you know, get done with everything. Because right now we're pretty much at the point where we're finished with everything. Now is me doing stuff that I want to do, like making our bathing suits and stuff. Like I have that. The dining room looks a mess right now from all my stuff.
So. You make new bathing suits every year?
I started last year, yeah. This year I made another set, and I'm going to make some more because I want to stay consistent. So, yeah.
She's over here. Are you going to come out with a line, Dawana? A
family? I would like to. I got to get, at first I got to come up with some templates so I can make sure I have the same consistency. See, uh-huh. You know, I have everybody at home. I can just try it on them. Oh, let me just take this in a little bit. So once I get consistent, I feel, you know, good about it. I wouldn't mind like starting a business or doing something like that, especially like for families. So
uh-huh. Her bathing suits are the most comfortable. Like that, those are my favorite swim trunks. They are so soft and comfortable.
Yeah.
I bought the stuff you buy from the store. I don't like none of them compared to the stuff. It's crazy.
Well, I buy some from you.
Listen, because Marcus won't let me. He definitely, if I was like, I'm going to make us. See, no. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. You got the support of Curtis. If I said to Marcus, bet, I'm going to pull out my sewing machine and I'm about to make us a whole family swimwear. He'd be like, Angel, I promise you I will cut them up in front of you if you
because Angel has so much that she does. And I'm like, why would you try to add making bathing suits on top of that? Yeah. Like, if y'all could see all the stuff, I don't know, people in the watch of the vlog would be like, Angel, you do so much. I'm like, yes. Why would you add a puppy to that? Why would you add? She wants to add a puppy to this chaos.
That's a whole nother child. We got two kids, and they're not gonna be the kids. You gonna say, oh, the kids will help?
Nah.
I gotta remind you, you gotta be the dogs.
Yeah, but Angel will. She will pull out all this stuff. She'll get halfway through it, and then it's like squirrel. She'll go focus on something else because there's so much she got going on. I'm like, you better not try to make no goddamn bathing suits.
But he, at the same time, he'll be
I'll buy some swim trunks from you.
He'll be like, Angel, can you do this thing for me? Can you handle this thing?
Yeah, because it'll be
for
short.
Me?
It'll be real short. I need you to holler at Soul Fitness so we can get our treadmill.
So he's hypocritical. He's like, don't put nothing else on your schedule that's for you and your silliness. Yeah. But for me, go ahead and add it. Okay.
That's what you do. You love me.
They want to know, do you sell anything, Dawana?
Not yet. Like, I've made our face masks. I've made my waist beads lately. I just started making waist beads and wearing them because I didn't know what waist beads were for at first. And then I found out they're for, you know, so you can learn if you're losing weight on your belly or not. So
I say they just remind you that they remind people like me that they're still fat. So that's why I don't wear them. But go ahead, Dawana.
So I do that and then I don't sell yet. I want to get to the point where I do it though, but biggest thing, I'm scared that somebody's not going to like something and complain. I don't like confrontation.
She also makes PJs.
Oh, and I do make our Christmas.
That's not confrontation.
You just named off a bunch of stuff that I know people will buy.
That's not confrontation. Yeah. Why do you think it's confrontation if somebody doesn't like something?
And they'd be like, oh, it's too snug. It don't feel like, well, I'll be like, what?
Until they ask to lose some weight.
No. Then you say, did you tell people?
Let me be a PR person. I got you.
No, don't do that. Dawana, you got to start making stuff. People want to support Black folk. No,
I definitely want to start doing it. I just got to look up where do I even start? That's going to be the biggest thing. Where do I start?
Well, we can tell you because, you know, he sell his stuff. So we'll help you out, Dawana. We'll be your first customers.
Because I definitely buy a mask from you, some swim trunks. All of that.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, I honestly would. So we're going to be your first customer so that you can deal with us complaining.
And
you already, don't know how to deal with people.
I mean, like, Dawana. You got immediate family already asking, like, where can we buy her stuff?
That's like our YouTube channel, Instagram. They're like, not yet, y'all. They're like, well, stop showing us if you ain't
I hate when people, that's like, who did we go to YouTube Black with that be making all the beautiful
clothing?
Oh,
what her name is? It starts with an M. I know you're talking about. Montoya. And her stuff is so good.
Yeah, it is Montoya. Montoya be making cute stuff, and she's like, "Yeah, no, I only make it for myself." Well, I don't want to see it then. If I can't have it. Well, you guys, thank y'all so much for coming on here and playing with us, and just you know, having a conversation. Go ahead, what y'all say?
He said it's time to go. Yes, it's time to go, but we've been cracking up. All right.
One more time, let everybody know where they can find you.
All right, you can with the Curly Coopers on YouTube. We also have Instagram and a TikTok. All of them, the Curly Coopers, and we have a small Facebook page.
Yeah, the Facebook page is about to be popping because you're going to be selling your swimsuits and your PJs and everything else. So people are going to be going there. Oh, again, you can follow me at That Chick Angel on all platforms. Again, please subscribe to That Chick Angel TV on YouTube to be able to see this podcast as well as our daily vlogs. My other two podcasts, Mommy Confessions, as well as Hold On To Your Edges. And you can check me out on Kev On Stage Studios YouTube page as I am the co-host of one of his podcasts. Here's the thing, baby, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Marcus Hain on the gram and Marcus Hain on the book. And again, you can find my beard and body butter, Manshit, that's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T, at manshit.com. And also you can see, like I said, all 3 to 4 posts on Instagram at GetManshit.
And we also want to say again, a special thank you to our sponsors, Blue Chew. Again, you can go to their website at bluechew.com and use the promo code RU to get your first order for free, and you just have to pay $5 for shipping. And y'all, we gonna see you when is that? Next Wednesday. So y'all come on over and say hey. All right.
Again, thank you to the guests. Greatly appreciate y'all sitting down with us and having this conversation. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
Meet Angel's friend. Angel got friends that I'm like, I ain't met these people. Angel, I want to meet them too. I know I don't like people, but I like some people.
I mean, like some people. All right, you guys, y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.